The gym floor is lined with 48 playing courts. Each includes two pits, 40 feet apart, filled with soft gray clay. Over the course of 2 weeks, players from 46 states and 6 provinces of Canada are competing for trophies, prize money, and prestige. The sound they each want to hear is the clink of a horseshoe hitting the metal stake and hooking itself securely around the 15-inch peg. But sometimes they hear only a thud of the shoe that missed the stake and landed solidly in clay. Backyard pitchers might use sand pits, but serious players say that produces accidental ringers that slide over the stake. And horseshoe pitchers point out their sport is not a game of luck.
This is clay. It's a raised box about 4 inches off the surface where you stand.
Casey Slews lives in Santa Rosa, California, and is second vice president of the National Horseshoe Pitchers Association.
It's like a potter's clay. The potter's clay is used so you don't get sliders. They stick exactly where you put them.
Slews says that means player skill, concentration, and practice make a big difference. It's a little bit like bowling and frisbee combined.
Your backswing has a lot to do with how far the shoe is going to go or how high it's going to go, how much velocity it has. You want it to go up in the air about 9 feet from the regular 40-foot distance and come down in an arc right on the stake if your accuracy is good enough.
Players in the men, women, junior, senior, and elder divisions bring their own regulation-sized horseshoes. Slews says they don't look much like the shoe originally nailed onto a horse hoof. They don't have nail holes and are much bigger, more the size of a mule hoof. With a careful eye on these players, you can see several ways of gripping the horseshoe to make it land open at the stake. Some toss what's called a 1 1/4 turn, while others, like Mike Cairo, throw a 1 3/4 turn.
It's complicated at first because you have a grip, a release, arm extension, body angle. There's all kinds of stuff involved in it.
The Faribault, Minnesota resident says he's been playing for 30 years and raised his ringer percentage at the tournament. That number is how all players are ranked after 100 tosses. Cairo won his division.
Well, I came into the tournament at 13% and I finished up with 18%.
Casey Slews says anybody at any skill level can play in the tournament.
They range from 3% ringers all the way up to 88% ringers.
James Perry came to the Eau Claire tournament from Dunkirk, New York. After 10 years of practice, he decided to take his son's advice and switch to the turn in 3/4.
Because my son pitches 54% and he told me to pitch that way, so that's what I'm doing. 17%.
So what's the difference?
Because he's a kid. He's natural. He don't use any effort. I got to struggle at it.
This is not just a game for men. 18% of the players competing at the World Horseshoe Pitching Tournament are women. They throw from 30 feet instead of 40. James Perry's wife, Ellen, says it helped her get to 52%. She throws the shoe so it flips.
Women can stand closer so you don't have to throw it so hard. The men have trouble with the flip because they have to stand farther away, they have to throw it harder, and a flip tends to bounce off more, which is why more men will throw a turn because the turn will stay on from the distance.
That's where practice comes in for the fifth vice president of the National Association, who's from Statesville, North Carolina. To keep his average of around 72%, Paul Stewart spends an hour a day, 4 times a week.
You've got to be serious when you practice. You can't just throw 200 or 300 shoes to say you throw to her. You've got to try to ring every one of them when you throw it.
The challenge of keeping this sport alive falls to the National Association. While the game tends to be concentrated in mainly rural areas, the group has been trying to get more city kids involved. But organizer Casey Slew says it's been tough because cities tend to offer other competing sports and there are legal problems.
Liability insurance with the stakes becomes an issue with the parks departments, with city governments. It's a real stickler.
Still, Slews isn't aware of any lawsuits, although he says if you get hit in the ankle with a horseshoe, it'll hurt. The World Horseshoe Pitching Tournament ends this weekend. Winners will share $136,000 in prize money. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Eau Claire.
He threw a flip, and it hit backwards. He flipped it a half a turn too much. So he missed.